Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Sound of Power. We want to thank you again for those of you that are participating in our 30-day prayer watch as we are watching for the nation, our communities, our families, for the body of Christ, for your personal needs and other concerns. We bless you for joining us tonight. We thank the Lord for his faithfulness and all that he has done over the first 9 days. Today is our actual 10th day of our 30-day prayer watch. We encourage you to invite someone to join you on this call. We also encourage you, if you have prayer petitions, if you have things that can be added to the prayer list, concerns that you may have, please visit my page, Belinda Farrington, or the Prophetic Intercessors Network page. Visit either page, post your request in a private message if it's a personal request, but we want you to please list your concerns on that page so that we can call them out before the Lord. National concerns, concerns that you may have regarding the community, concerns that you may have regarding the set of mountains, regarding government, regarding education, regarding family, regarding business, regarding the media and arts and entertainment, regarding those areas. We want you to submit your request to us. Make your request known unto God. Hallelujah. And as we come together collectively, we will make a boast before the Lord, inviting his presence and his anointing in, trusting him to meet us in those areas. I want to read a scripture of encouragement. We are not going to be long tonight, so I alone am going to open up this prayer, but I am going to have you to join me in the closeout as we pray in concert. But because we know so many people are preparing for service on tomorrow, we do not want to keep you on the phone long tonight, so we are going to read for you tonight out of the book of Ecclesiastes, and then we'll go right into prayer. And then at the closing of prayer, I'm going to bring you in so that we can pray collectively before the Lord. So Ecclesiastes chapter 3, to everything there is a purpose, a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time of war and a time of peace. What profit has the worker from that in which he labors? I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts. Except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it that men should fear before him. That which is has already been, and that is to be has already been. And God requires an account of what is past. My God, hallelujah, 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 Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And even as we look at those scriptures, even as we prepare for prayer tonight, our spirits are settled because we know that God knows all things and he has set an appointed time to everything that happens in the earth. And not only has he set an appointed time to everything that takes place in the earth, we have to know that covenant believers, God has also declared for us victory. We come out as winners. So as we stand in a time of intercession and in prayer, as we are praying for the nation, as we are praying for each other, we do know that regardless of what we see, what we sense, what we hear, that the end of the matter is we win. God has declared it from the beginning. And so let us go before the Lord tonight, understanding that there is a time and a season to everything under the heavens. And even in the time when there is a time to mourn and then there is a time to dance, that even in the time when there is a time of mourning, we still can rejoice, hallelujah, because in the midst of our mourning, God is with us. He is a comforter to us. And so, today we go before him and we resist every desire of the enemy tonight, every word that's spoken over our lives to bind sickness to us, every report that comes against that which God has declared from the beginning. We refuse the sentence of death that the enemy would impose upon our life. Every crisis, every circumstance, we know that in the end we win. And we know that there are things that we are truly going to have to pass through. But some things we are anointed to speak to. And even as we believe by faith, as we speak to it, it has to move. And so, Father, tonight we come before you, O God, for another day. We thank you, Lord God, for you being our Savior, for you being our deliverer, for you being our soon coming King, for you being our deliverer and our sustainer. Father, we honor you tonight. We honor you for who you are. We honor you, oh God, hallelujah, because we recognize, oh God, that there is no God like you. Nobody compares to you. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, oh God, your name alone is worthy to be praised. And Father, God, as we honor you on tonight and we declare, oh God, your goodness again in the land of the living, as we declare tonight, oh God, that there is nobody like you, nobody compares to you, no one is your equal, God, as we come before you tonight, God, seeking out your will and seeking out your way, Father. First, we open our hearts before you. We open up our hearts, Father, and we ask you tonight to have mercy on us according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Oh, God, that you have blotted our transgressions, that you would forgive us of our iniquities, God, that you would purge us of every desire, Lord God, that's not like you, anything in us, God. Oh, God, that would cause us to be separated from you. Father, we bring it before you tonight. And Father, we place it at your feet. Oh, God, we lay our hearts at your feet. Oh, God, and Father, we invite your spirit in for divine introspection. We invite you in, oh God, to search our hearts, to search things in us, Father, for we do understand, God, that there are things, oh God, that you know, God, that we might not know even in this hour, things that are not being revealed to us, even concerning us, Father, but we invite you in, oh God, your spirit, we invite your spirit, God, to reveal to us the things that you would have us to know, and Father, even as we invite you in on tonight,
Ah, God, to make yourself known unto us. Oh, God, we invite you in, God, to work on us. Work on the inside of us. Work on our minds. Work on our emotions. Work on our spirit, God. Work on the way, God, that we perceive things. Work on the way, God. Work on the way, oh, God, that we deal with matters. Father, I pray tonight in the name of Jesus that everything that God goes into our hands, that God, everything that we handle, God, that we will handle it by prayer and supplications, that we will handle it, oh God, and God, that you would teach us, God, how to walk up in obedience, oh God, unto your will. Father, for we understand, God, that your word declares that obedience is better than sacrifice. And although, God, we're thankful for every sacrifice, God, that you allow us to make, Father, I pray that we will have a mind to obey you. Obey you in an hour, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, be able to obey you, oh God, in an hour, God, where there is great heresy in the land. Oh God, when there is, God, the opportunity. Oh God, the foul subject to so many beliefs. Oh God, God, we know that there are many that are believing so many things. And God, they're giving over, God, to so many teachings. But Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would keep us, oh God, keep us near the cross, oh God, and keep us seeking after you, that truth. God, let us delight in truth and the inward parts. Let us meditate, God, in your word day and night. Oh, God, that we might do all that is written therein. Oh, God, that we might find ourselves obeying the scripture. That we might find ourselves being the witnesses. Oh, God, that we have been called to be in this hour. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for we recognize that. Oh, God, that there is a need for witnesses in the earth. That there is a need for those, oh, God, who are able to hold up the bloodstained banner. For those, oh, God, that are able to hold fast to their testimony. And so, God, I pray tonight, God, that our testimony, oh, God, that we would be those that are able to hold fast to it. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not find ourselves giving in, oh, God, to inclinations and proclivities, oh, God, of the flesh, the desires of the flesh, oh, God, that only further bring us into captivity. But, Father, I pray tonight, Father, that you would send the Spirit of God, Lord God, and cause it to work, oh, God, in us and through us, oh, God, that we might have. Hallelujah. Oh, God, do all the things, oh, God, that you have required of us. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we just lift up our nation tonight. Father, we lift up this nation, God. We lift up every situation, God, that we see in this hour. We lift up every situation, God, that we see in media, everything that we see in the news, God, everything that we have heard, everything, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that is going on in the nation. Father, we lift it up tonight and we bring it to your feet, Father, because we trust you in this hour, God. And Father, we trust you, God, to do what no other power can do. We trust you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, to move in our government. We trust you, Lord God, to move in our law enforcement agency. We trust you, Lord God, to do Hayabul Sheh. Oh, God, with no other power could do it. But we understand, oh, God, except you watch over the city, that the watchman wake it but in vain. And, Father, even though we are in a position of watching, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh, God, that you will anoint our eyes to see and our ears to hear. Oh, God, that we will be in a place of sensitivity. Make us sensitive in this season and in this hour to the things of God. Oh, God, that we will be able to understand what you are doing in this hour. Father, I pray, God, against the spirit of deafness and dumbness, God. Oh, God, that's lurking, God, in the land. Oh, God, even as we walk around, God, like dead men, unable to discern what the will of the Lord is, but Father, I pray for energy in the spirit. I pray for a spirit. spirit of fervency to seek after you, God, that you might speak to us, that, Father, that we would learn even more how to give ourselves to prayer, and to the study of the word, oh God, that we would find ourselves hedged in, oh God, at night, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would not, oh God, cause us, or even allow us, God, to step outside of your will, Father, we trust you. We trust you, oh God, that the work, God, that you have started, that you're going to finish it. And so, God, when we look at this nation, God, we know that there is still too much for us to do in the nations. Oh, God, that there is still too much work to do. And, God, even though, God, we see the enemy rearing his head, Father, we believe that this is the hour that you are raising up those, oh God, who would be strengthened in their inner man, God, to lay between the porch and the altar. God, those, oh God, that steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in your work. I believe, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you're working a work in us, and God, that you are going to use us, oh God, oh God, that we'll be able, God, oh God, to invite your hand of mercy. And your hand of grace, oh God, into our White House, that we'll be able to invite your hand, oh God, into the judicial system, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, even as we look at the restoration, a minimum mandatory, oh God, a mandatory minimum, oh God, even as we look at that, and Father, we see our young men every day, Father, we pray against the cycles, oh God, and every trap of the enemy, God, that lays in wait for them. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will raise up, oh God, men and mentors. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will restore, God, the male's presence and their voice, oh God, and to the family. And Father, that our young men, oh God, will have an identity. And God, that even though we know, God, that the enemy has a plan, oh God, to keep them in bondage and to keep them, God, going through cycles. Father, we pray tonight, Father, we're just asking heaven, heaven to release an answer and to release a breaking anointing. Father, we're asking heaven to help us, help our young men, oh God. Oh God, we see the statistics of the day. Father, we see what's happening. Hallelujah. We see what's happening in our communities. We see what's happening with them in the workplace. We see them, oh God, becoming weakened. We see them, oh God, becoming, Lord God, distracted. We see them becoming discouraged. But Father, I pray tonight that hope be revived in them. I pray, Lord God, that what encouragement will seek out our young men. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that no matter where they are, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you'll begin to send laborers across their pathway. Oh, God, that will pour wisdom into them and build them up. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that they'll begin to see themselves as you see them. And, Father, I pray, Lord, God, that the traps that have been set for them, oh God, that you, oh God, will destroy that. Oh Father, we pray tonight, oh God, that these men, oh God, these young men, oh God, will come out of these places. Oh, God, that they'll come out of the stronghold, that they'll come out of the places of bondage. Oh, God, the mental chains, the mental on them, the spirit of defeat that comes against them. Father, we pray tonight that you will render it ineffective. And, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy. Father, I pray, pour out of heaven. Oh, God, that you'll break the spirit of disillusionment. Oh God, that tries to hover over them in the name of Jesus, and that you would send a wind of revival, that you would revive them, God, and that you would speak to every dry place, and that the dry bones shall live. Oh, Shatandoro Komasi. Ah, God, in my mouth, Shakanoromosia. Yeah, God, in my noroko, my siebo, Shabbat. Yandoroko, my siandoroko, my saya. Eh, yandoroko, my siandoroshe. Ah, God, have your way. Lord, ekandorosha, my ebo, sheko, my sia. Yeah, God, in my mouth, shatamasia. Yandoroko, my satanomoshe. And God, where they have been finding their help, oh God, that it seems in gangs, oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, where it seems like, oh God, that their help is being found in more in gangs and unholy alliances, where it seems like, God, that they've been able, God, to make more connections, oh God, outside of the Spirit, oh God, I pray tonight outside of the kingdom of God. Father, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will raise up a holy men of God, oh God, that will be able to seed into our young men. I pray, God, that you'll give vision and insight, that you, God, will give programs, oh God, God, that you'll begin to speak to us, and God, give us strategy, God, on how, oh God, on how to win them, oh, God, that you will help us, God, to strategize. Oh, God, that the spirit of demonic oppression, oh, God, that we want, God, to keep them outside of your will. Our God will not win. But I pray, oh, God, that there is a spirit, hey, God, of advancement, that there is an anointing, oh, God, that can only come from the heaven, that there is an anointing that can destroy the yoke. I think that there is an anointing that can save their soul. I pray for salvation and deliverance. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, oh, God, that you're the answer, God, that they need. Oh, God, they've been trying to find their identity, oh, God, in the wrong places. But, Father, I pray, oh, God, that you'll begin to send laborers across their path, oh, God. Oh, God, that they'll know the thing that they have been looking for. Oh, God, it's been you all along. And God, that you are their answer. You are their way out. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for having your way even now. I thank you, oh God, for saving Hayaboshe and delivering Ekandoro Satamasia. I thank you, oh God, for breaking the back of the enemy. I thank you, oh God, for turning things around. I thank you, oh God, for the saving of souls. I thank you, Lord God, for generational blessings. I thank you that you are bestowing blessings upon them. I thank you, Lord God, that you are reversing the curse. Ah, God, every word that has been spoken over them, oh God, that you are turning it back from whence it came. Ah, God, and Father, I thank you on tonight for the spirit and the power of deliverance. I thank you, God, that you're delivering them from the snare and the fowler. I thank you, oh God. Oh God, I thank you for your healing grace. And I thank you for your saving grace on tonight. Oh God, that meets us right where we are. Oh God, that meets us in this stage of our life. Hallelujah. Oh God, oh God, this stage, this place. The place, oh God, where we are positioned even now, even in this moment. Hallelujah. The place that we find ourselves tonight. Hallelujah. Father, I pray, hallelujah. Oh God, that this sick place, hallelujah. Oh God, sometimes it feels like a straight place, hallelujah. Sometimes it feels like a place, God, where there is no room, hallelujah. Father, this place tonight, Father, we bring this place before you. We bring this place before you, God, because we know you, hallelujah. And we know that you are the God of wisdom, hallelujah. That you are wise in all, hallelujah. And even though we are fixed in this place, Father, we know that you have a plan for us, hallelujah, that we cannot see now, hallelujah. And so, Father, while we are here, oh, Shatabashia, we invite you into this fixed place, God, to speak to us. God, to give us what we need in this hour. Your word declares, give us this day our daily bread. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for what we need in this hour, God, to be able to do your will and your work, God. God, we need an answer from you. We need an answer from you, God, to know what it is, God, that you expect from us, God, as it relates to the kingdom. Hallelujah. Father, what are you speaking to us regarding the kingdom advancement in this hour? What is the direction of this kingdom, oh God? Hallelujah. Father, we pray your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father, but we lack understanding. And you said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, which gives to all men liberally and upbraid him not, and it shall be given to him. And so, God, today we come before you and we ask you for that wisdom. We ask you for that direction. We ask you for that insight. We ask you, Lord God, to speak to us and speak to our hearts. We ask you, God, to speak to our mind, oh God, and to show us, oh God, what it, oh God, that you would have for us to do. Father, we believe that this is an hour, oh God, where you are truly expanding your kingdom. And Father, as your kingdom citizens, oh God, we need to know, oh God, what is your plan. So tonight, oh God, I pray, God, that you'll begin to speak clearly to those who are under the sound of my voice. Oh God, that they will carry out, God, your instruction, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they would do, oh God, that which you have ordained them to do from the foundation of the world. My God, I pray today against constrictions in the spirit. I pray against mindsets, oh God, of conformity, oh God, where we have conformed, oh God, to things, oh God, that you have called us not into, God, and therefore we find ourselves stuck with God tonight. I ask you, God, that you began to touch the mind, God, and there'll be a breakthrough in the mind, breakthrough in the spirit, God, that they'll begin, God, to move forward. Oh, God, I pray, God, that they will move expeditiously. Ah, my God, I pray, God, that you would expedite the movement. Ah, God, that where they have been, where they have been up until this point, ah, God, I pray that even at this moment, God, that they'll begin to move and leap as in bounds. For your word declares that earth is groaning and waiting for the adoption, for the manifestation of the sons of God, those that truly bear your name. Earth is waiting on us, oh God, to be manifested. And so, Father, I ask you, manifest our true identity, manifest our true self, the person you created us to be. Let it be manifested, God, before all men. And Father, I pray even now, God, against every weak mindset that would cause those, God, that would draw back into a shell. God, the hour demands a manifestation of the sons of God. And so, Father, we make a demand tonight in the spirit realm. We pull on their purpose. We pull on their anointing. We pull on who they are tonight. God, that there be no more hiding. God, that there be no more substitution. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that where they have become, oh, God, to a place of complacency, that they will no longer be complacent. God, that they will no longer be, God, a part of the status quo. And, Father, sometimes we don't know how to break out of the place. We don't even know how to walk out. And so, Father, we're going to ask you, God, for a violent overturn. We need you, God, to violently overturn some things. Father, we're asking you because we need your help. We need you to help us out of this. Help us out of the place that we are in, God. Oh, God, that we are not purposed to be in this hour. And, God, help us to walk into the place that you've ordained. Help us to see it clearly. Oh, God, even as your word declares, there is a time and a season, hallelujah, and a purpose to everything under the heaven. Oh, God, we don't want to miss the purpose of this hour. We don't want to miss, oh God, what you were doing, God, strategically. Oh God, in the earth realm, Father, you are raising up your people. And Father, even as you raise them up, Father, I pray that you raise them up in spiritual fortitude and spiritual might and wisdom. That you raise them up, oh God, with a desire. Do your will alone. Hallelujah. Oh God, ekanamasia. Oh God, that they will be so bound to your will. Oh God, that no one will be able to separate them from it. Hayaboshe. Ekanoro shatamasia noro komase. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, let's give him some glory tonight. Ekanoro shabbat. Oh God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Oh,
glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Oh,
hallelujah, Jesus. Oh God, is your God. We praise you tonight, oh God. Oh, glory, glory, glory to God.
Oh, God, do this thing.
Oh, God, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, calling you tonight, oh, God. We need you more than ever,
oh,
God.
Oh, God, do it for your glory.
Oh, God, Lord Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, fill us with
the
glory, oh,
God,
Lord Jesus.
Do it for your glory.
Oh, God, fill us with your glory and your presence, oh, God. Oh, God, we call it tonight, oh, God. Oh, God, as hunger and thirst, oh, God, for right, oh, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Yes, God. Oh, Lord. God, oh, Lord.
Much to be done.
Oh God, oh my name. Oh, precious is your name, oh God.
Remain in the same place. Yes, God.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
We cannot remain stagnant.
Oh God, no God.
God, there are too many souls to be reached.
Yes, God.
And Father, we ask you to forgive us.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive us, oh, oh God, oh Shatamasia. Oh God, where we have not, God, obeyed you and walked out into our place.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh God. God, oh Shatamasia.
Oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, so many souls, oh God, oh Shatabasia, oh Yandoro Komase,
oh God,
thank you, Lord,
thank you, Jesus,
oh God, Yandoro Shamase,
hallelujah, Jesus,
oh God, Yeshatamasia. Ikandoro shatamasia noro koba.
Oh God.
Ikandoro shatamasia.
Sendela masindi la masindi.
Oh shatandoro koba shatandoro koba. Ikandoro amasi ekebo shatamasia. Oh shatamasia. Oh God, Eko ma satanoro koba. Yanoro shatamasi yanoro sheko ma.
Oh glory, glory, glory.
Oh God, ekananamasiya.
Oh hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory be to
God. Oh
God,
thank you.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
God, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
My God. Jesus. Yes,
Lord.
My God. Lord. My God. Thank you, Lord.
Is there someone on the line tonight that has a word from the Lord? I sense the Lord wants to speak tonight, my God. Thank you, Lord. My God. If you hear, don't be shy. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Jesus. I wait because I sense it so. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
My God. Jesus.
Yes, you God.
My God, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. If you hear, we want to hear from you. Thank you, Lord. My God. Jesus. My God. Jesus. Oh, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
My God. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My God, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory,
Jesus.
Glory be to
my
God.
God.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, I do sense the Lord saying that this is a time to truly have confidence in Him. You have got to trust who God is in your life. You've got to trust Him. Trust Him enough to go to that next place in Him. Stop moving forward and then stepping back. Moving forward and stepping back, Jesus. God wants you to have steady progression. Thank you, Lord. And not only does He want you to have steady progression, God has declared that you win, that you have victory. That you have victory.
Amen.
In this
Amen.
Season of your life.
Amen.
Victorious is what He calls you. Mm. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, God.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for digging deep into some places in us. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Jesus. I want to move on, but there is someone has somebody's word of encouragement in their mouth. Hallelujah. And you're afraid to release it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. My God. Thank you, Lord. Well,
for the Spirit of God is saying that we should continue to tarry and to seek His face. We should continue to call upon His name. Be not afraid.
Yes.
Be not afraid. Let us keep looking to God, who's the author and finisher of all faith. We should not be back and forth. We should stand steadfast in His word. His word is His promise. We should continue to look to Him. We should continue to tarry to Him. Thus says the Spirit of living God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I don't choose the direction. All I can do is obey God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, God. 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 Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God, Emanoro Shatamase Kayamo Shatandoro Kumasa Kebusha. Ah, God, Ekandoro Shatamase Kebusha. Oh, God, I just give you glory tonight. Ekandoro Shatamasa, yeah. And God, I continue to lift us up in the body of Christ and the people of God. Every wound, our God, that has come against our spirit, every place. Our God, that we have been in, oh God, that crippled us in the spirit. Father, I pray that you would straighten our back in the spirit. And God, God, for I do believe by faith, God, that you divinely intend for us, oh God, to walk according to your will. And God, that you have put a word of power in our mouth. And God, the enemy has desired to shut our mouth. And God, God, forgive us for what we do not understand. God, that when we do not open our mouth, somebody's blessing. Oh, God, is being held up. But Father, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you'll begin to deal with us. And Father, that you'll give us the confidence like we've never had before. God, I pray for resilience in the Holy Ghost. I pray pray, Lord God, that you'll begin to stir us. And God, that you'll give us the mind, oh God, to do your will. Father, I pray freedom for your people. I pray liberty to your people. I, God, know that you are truly called and love you. I, God, that's not doing it for form or fashion, but God, they only want to obey your voice. And Father, I pray tonight, oh God, remind us the same way, God, somebody spoke to us, and God broke a kind of rose chains off of us. God, that you are empowering us to speak to somebody else. God, for we're living in a generation of vipers. We're living in a generation, oh God, we're living in an hour, oh God, when there are those, God, that are leading many to abandon the faith. Oh God, and God, you need those. I can do local. You need watchmen, oh God, that can hear in the spirit. God, and that can open up their mouths, oh God, and cry loud and spare not, and lift up their voices like a trumpet in Zion. God, I pray, Lord, God, put us on one accord with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah,
God, whatever you give us to say, let us say it. God, I come against the drawback spirit, for your spirit takes no pleasure in the soul that draws back. I come against the drawback mindset. I come against every seed of negativity. I come against every seed of bondage. I come against the demon of control and manipulation. Let us go forward in you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, God, I pray for the warriors. God, that you're raising up in this hour. I pray for those, oh God, that are standing in the gap. I pray for those tonight, oh God, God, that will pray according to your will. I pray tonight, oh God, God, for those that really know you. God, that know how to get in your presence. And God, whose voice you recognize. Oh God, that we can come to you, oh God, and bring a petition. And God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you are here and we're living in a day, God, where many are seeking answers. And God, too many are running, oh God, to the psychic for their answer. God, because we refuse to open up our mouths. God, I thank you. God, to declare your will in the earth. God, that you've given us ability, God, to open up our mouths and to declare the word of the Lord. And so, God, tonight, God, don't let us be afraid to speak,
God.
Father, what is this thing in the body? What is this thing that
God.
We are doing? What is this crippling
yes, God.
Spirit?
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, is it indeed your will?
Yes, God. Lord Jesus.
My God, so many
my God,
in
Lord
love
Jesus,
with you,
God.
Oh God, that spend time in your presence, that spend time, God, seeking your face,
oh God, Jesus,
and God,
leads
your word.
Oh God, let your word, oh God, oh God, oh God, Lord Jesus, our lives, oh God.
I pray, Lord, help us to be a humble running cup.
Yes, God.
We, Lord, how am I saying?
Yes,
God, what will happen to the generations after us?
Hallelujah,
that we hold
Jesus.
Everything to ourselves. God, I am so glad
Hallelujah.
For the mothers of Zion, God, that tarry with us. I thank you for the mothers of Zion that prayed us through. I thank you for the mothers of Zion, oh God, that encouraged us. I am God, that saw something in us and opened up their mouths and declared the power
hallelujah.
Of the word of God over our lives. Remind us, God,
yes, God.
The same thing now that it took then, to build the kingdom.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Break out on the left and on the right.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh,
Hayemosa.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Mm. Oh, God. Hayemosa.
Hallelujah. Hayemosa. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
yes.
Jesus. Hayemosa.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
My God. Hey, Yebosa.
My God.
Hey, Yebosa. Wobabosa. Hey, Yebosa.
Hey.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, hey, Yebosa.
Jesus.
Oh, Shebosa.
My God.
Oh, Shamana Nadiosia.
God, watch our minds. Free our minds.
Oh,
I pray for freedom in the mind.
Oh, God. Hey, yeah,
free our minds.
Yeah.
I can't do those.
Hey,
let us be free in you. My God.
Jesus. Ah, God. Hey, Yebosa.
Jesus.
Oh, Yebosa.
My God.
Hey, Yebosa. Oh, Jesus. Hey, Yebosa.
Confound him.
Hey, Yebosa.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Hey, Yebosa.
Yes, God. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
God. Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, glory.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
My God. Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
We've got to do it. Oh, God. Oh, shut up, Masia.
Hey, Yebosa.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
My God. Hey, Yebosa.
Yes, God.
Jesus. Hey, Yebosa. Jesus. Hey, Yebosa.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Hey, Yebosa.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Yebosa.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Hey, Yebosa, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, wow, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Yebosa.
Thank you, Father.
Hey, Yebosa. Hey, Yebosa. Hey, Yebosa.
My God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Yebosa.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God.
Oh, we bless him.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
We won the victory.
Declaring victory over us, and we walk in victory. But even in prayer this morning, for me personally, and I'm just going to share it, because in order for us to walk in victory and be victorious, I kept hearing the Lord said, don't be deceived in this hour. Calling us to a greater spirit of discernment, because it's looking like him, but it's not. And it's coming to destroy the marriages, the body of Christ, and all of that, but it's looking like me. Oh, my God, but it's not. So he's calling for a greater spirit of discernment in order for us to be victorious. He said, in this hour, don't be deceived.
My God. Thank you, Lord.
That was the word that he gave me, and I just want to share it, because we have a spirit of discernment, but it needs to be greater. We need to start to see things out of the lens that God has to send them out of, so that we can be victorious, because what's coming in this hour, if we're not very careful, we're going to be confused and deceived, because it looks like God. It looks like the hand of God. But God and I had to just, oh God, this word has been wearing me out all day, because I think that's why I've been falling short, even in looking at what I see coming. I'm thinking that's God, but God said, don't be deceived, because it's not me. And then what the frustration and the confusion is coming in at, because I need to strengthen my spirit of discernment.
Yes.
I believe that's the Lord.
Yes, 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 yes. That is indeed the Lord. Amen. Yes, I truly agree with that word. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
My God. My God.
Thank you, Lord. And those that are in authentically in relationship with Him, He is releasing us, because there has to be a what's this word? I think the scripture called Him the diviner's rod, and it's the separation. He's using us, in this hour to show the difference. There is a difference. Yes. And that's why we have to go forward. We have to open our mouths. That the authenticity that God is raising up in this hour, those who are genuinely in relationship with Him, everything that we do is because, first of all, of our true fear of Him. And I know a lot of people don't want to say you don't fear God, but yes, you do. We, a lot of us are saved right now and still saved because we're scared. If we go back on God, where we will end up. If He take His hands off of us, the fear of God, the fear of God is truly on us. The fear of God is keeping us, because we have a true revelation, not only of His grace, but also His judgment, which gives us great balance. But He also helps when we serve Him. That brings our authenticity. We are authentic in our service, because when we pray, when we preach, when we teach, when we do whatever, we're doing it because He has empowered and instructed us to do so. And we do it because He said do it, and we are afraid that if we do not obey Him, that there are repercussions, because we know both sides of Him. We know both sides of God, even though we have not had to deal with that great wrath or punishment. That is a revelation on the inside of us, that when our Father speaks, He means it. I don't know another way to explain it, but we just believe it. When God says do this, He means it, and it's to the place where there is such a reverential fear of who He is, and to disobey Him, we understand that comes with a cost. We understand grace. We understand grace, but we also understand judgment. And we understand that God, see, there's a revelation that we have, the authentic ones, that God don't play when it comes to souls. God is serious about the kingdom and the way we handle souls. We are careful. We're careful in any work or assignment He gives us, because we know we are dealing with souls. He has tempered us that way. And these are the ones right now that He is raising up. Those are the ones that God is calling to do. And that raising up doesn't necessarily mean a national scene, but He's causing us to be those mothers of Zion, those who open up our mouths, those who see that young man, that young woman going away, and being able to pull them to the side, because we see the enemy that's coming against them. But instead of speaking what the enemy is doing, we pull them to the side and say, God has something great in store for you. And we grab them, we start to pray the enemy off of them. And when we move into that place, we move into that place out of obedience. That's the authenticity that God is doing. It doesn't have anything to do with a big stage. It doesn't have anything to do with all of that. It is really impacting souls.
Yes, God.
God is using us. That's why on our jobs, God uses us. God, that's why our life is a lifestyle. It is for many of us, for some time on our jobs, we have been like ostracized. We're not the ones that everybody wants to go to dinner with. We're not the ones they want to go to lunch with. They go to lunch with everybody but us. But in this hour now, what God is doing for us, it's almost like He's turning it. Because even though they don't want to invite us to lunch, they want to talk to us. They want to ask us to pray for them. They want to be able to touch us somehow. They need us. Yes. They need what we have. And they recognize that. And that is the authenticity that God is using in this hour. That is that part of us that God is using. And so we have to stay where we are and allow him to let us be the difference. And yet there are those who are doing the same thing we do, and you can tell the sound is a sound of performance. It's everything about it is different.
The way they
do it is different. For us, our cry, we are compelled inwardly to do this thing because we understand God mandates it. He requires it. And we have to give an account for it. Just as the prayer tonight, don't let us die with purpose in us. Don't let us die with the working of miracles on the inside of us, never having exercised it. Don't let us die with the word of healing in our mouth, never having exercised it. My God, Jesus, oh God. So whatever we've got to do, Lord, whatever we got to do to position ourselves to be in the place that we're supposed to be in, God. Jesus. So that we can be those vessels and vehicles to be used by you. That's simple. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
That's not a glory seeking position. That's just simply in obedience. Because the investment in us has been great.
Lord.
The investment of deliverance of all of the stuff he snatched you out of. God. Too many people died in the thing we got out of. Jesus. My God. But he got us out of it. My Lord. He did not make that investment for you not to be able to open your mouth. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
This thing is not about us.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
As we move higher, we're gonna lose certain things as we go higher, and so we have to keep our eyes on God.
My God,
as we move higher, the devil cannot he can only live on the contour of the earth. He cannot live on a mountain, and as God moves us higher, he is going to be suffocated.
Jesus,
thank you, Lord. But look at this as a punishment. Look at this as God is moving you, Shana, higher. Be
My
strong.
God.
Be courageous.
Yes.
It's not easy. Be strong.
Yes.
Be courageous. Stand on God's word. Don't go back and forth. Hold on to God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Better.
Thank you, Lord.
So much work to be done. A generation that we not only tapped into.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
We have not tapped into this generation. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, they are becoming victims of society. Jesus.
Yes.
Because there is no other voice. Hallelujah.
Right. Hallelujah.
There is no other voice there. Jesus. That is speaking purpose. Hallelujah. Nobody is being bold enough or praying enough to be able to look at some of these young people and to declare the word because we are not in the place to see them the way God sees them. Jesus.
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
The only way we are going to meet them and to declare the word of the Lord over their lives if we've been in the presence of the Lord. And when we look at them, we see something completely
completely different from their behavior,
Jesus.
Jesus. And we open up our mouths and hallelujah, with the creative power, hallelujah, the whole world was framed by the words of his mouth, Jesus. The Bible says the world was framed by the words of God's mouth. And because we came from him and made in him his image, the same creative power that is in his mouth is in our mouth, Jesus.
Our mouth. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And if we trust him.
Yes.
And as he revealed things to us, he'll reveal to us what we ought to declare.
Yes.
It is time to open our mouths. After we have prayed and spoke to God, it is time to speak into the atmosphere over somebody else. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Oh, God.
Otherwise, why are we doing this?
Oh,
hallelujah.
My God.
Why are we doing this if nothing is changing?
Oh, God.
Why spend so much time to remain the same?
Oh, God, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Jesus.
Help us, God.
So continue to stay in his presence so that you can know what needs to come forth. Oh, somebody's son, somebody's daughter, your neighbor's son, your neighbor's daughter, your niece, your nephew, your grandchild, your coworker, hallelujah, someone you meet in the marketplace, hallelujah. But Father, let us declare your word. Let there be words of revelation and power that trigger in this atmosphere, Father. There is too much noise, hallelujah, out there, confusion and death. There are too many words of chaos and death that's being released. Send us to the marketplace to open up our mouths.
Yes, God. Yes,
we
God.
Are the voices of this hour. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We are the oracles
Lord.
Of God for this hour. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
We are the
John Lord.
Of the Baptist in this hour, crying out from the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
If John didn't open his mouth, nobody else was saying, prepare ye the way. Nobody else was saying, repent, for the kingdom of the Lord is at hand.
Yes, Lord.
John was the one crying out. Pharisees were teaching everywhere. Hallelujah. Many sects of Pharisees and Sadducees, they were everywhere teaching religion everywhere. Jesus, there had to be a John the Baptist. There had to be another sound. There had to be another voice. So that when the disciples came to a certain group, they can say, then unto what have you been baptized? They said, unto John's baptism. Hallelujah. Because there was somebody out there preaching kingdom. And God, in this hour, I pray that the believers will preach kingdom in the midst of a society that is preaching everything else. And a government that's showing racism. And a law enforcement agency, hallelujah, that may not be saying, but they're showing classism. Rights are not infringed upon. But Father, I pray that the voice of the kingdom began to be echoed in the earth realm. And Father, that voice will go out. And when it goes out, it will produce a harvest. And seeds will be sold into this generation, oh God, until it tears down every other voice of violence, the voice of violence, God, that is running rapid in our children, the voice of suicide, oh God, that is in the airways. Let there be a voice of redemption and deliverance, God, that goes out into the airways, oh God. A voice of affirmation, oh God, in the midst of identity crisis. God, when they don't know who they are, what they want to be, I pray the voice of affirmation that says that we are the beloved of God. That we were made in his image. Father, raise up those voices. And that is who we are as his believers.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
A standard. The standard must be set, and somebody has to set it.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. And
yes,
so,
God.
Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for that. We thank you for the standard being set. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, God, that no matter what we see in the government in this hour, we are not moved.
Yes,
for the word declares the government is on your shoulders.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Oh, God, thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So daily when our hand raised, we must look unto him who is author and finisher of our faith, and we must stand in position and we will declare the word of the Lord in the midst of everything that's going on around us. Hallelujah. In the midst of terrorism, we'll declare peace and safety. Hallelujah. To everything that's connected to us, we'll plead the blood of Jesus. I declare we're in the ark of safety. I declare none of these things shall come near our dwelling place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, for we shall not be afraid of the terror by day, nor the arrow that fly by night. Hallelujah, my God. For a thousand shall fall at our right hand and 10,000 at our left, but none of these things shall come near our dwelling. Father, rule, oh God, be our place of habitation, be the refuge for our soul, God, in this hour, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every issue that ISIS has on the table, everything that they are doing, God, for their plan, bring it to naught, oh God. Cause there to be confusion in their camp, oh God. Cause them, God, to not even know how to communicate with each other. Tear down their communication line, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Everything that they go to put together, God, I pray that it doesn't even work, God. I see mechanical failures to every bomb they construct in the name of Jesus. Every weapon, God, I declare, God, that it shall not function, that it will not work. God, I speak to every person, God, oh God, that they send out, God, on the assignment, God, that by the time they reach the place, God, that they'll have a change of mind. That you'll whisper in their ear. And God, when they were going to do something, God, that you called them all. God, the goodness of God, really is the very essence of life. And God, that they will not have a desire, God, to lose it or to give it up.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And
thank
God,
you, Lord.
Fill our mouths with the prayers to pray. In the world, to say, Jesus, my God.
Yes, God.
Oh, God, I see us even as we're, oh, my God. It's almost like God has us walking through just tearing things down. As we open up our mouths, things that were set up just at our words, I am O'Shea, I'm just tearing them down. They're crumbling. Things that were set up, they're just crumbling as we break. They were constructed. It seemed like they were going to work. But as we open up our mouths, it's just tearing those things down. Tearing them down.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God. Every negative word, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Everything that came to destroy, God. Every tongue, God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord.
Against the Lord, God. Every deed that was done against the Lord. God, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, God, hallelujah.
My God.
Everything. Yes, God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Yes, God. Oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for the tearing down, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, for the plan not working, Lord. Thank you, Lord, God, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Oh, God.
Such a liberty on this line, Lord. The Holy Spirit has freed us.
Yes,
Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, God. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 My God.
He has
freed us.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
God. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus,
Lord.
Free
us. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bondage, God, we
thank you, Lord.
Freedom.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
That we'll get freedom, God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Everything is free to hold us. God, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, you're wonderful, God. You're mighty, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the victory. Thank you, Lord, for the victory. God, thank you, Lord. We want victory tonight, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You,
oh, God.
Thank you,
we're
God.
We're grateful tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we're thanking you tonight, Lord, God. Oh, God, for your mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, God.
Mighty God. Oh, God, you're our Prince of Peace, God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Yes,
God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God.
Thank you, God.
Oh, God.
We magnify your name, God.
We bless him.
Oh,
yes,
God.
Hallelujah.
We magnify your name, God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Haye Bosa. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We honor you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Oh, God, thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
So simply just stay surrendered to the Lord and just be his vessel.
Yes, God.
That's it.
Yes, God.
Love on him.
Oh.
Love on him.
Yes, God.
Love
God.
On him.
God.
And let him use you.
Oh, God.
To help somebody see their purpose.
Yes, God.
To help somebody come out of darkness.
Yes, yes, God. Yes,
God. Help somebody escape Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Help them come out.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Thank you,
make somebody help you come out. Help somebody else come out. My God. One by one. One soul at a time. Jesus. Just one soul at a time. Jesus.
Oh, God, yes, Lord.
My God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Mighty God. Mighty
yes,
God.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless him and we love him.
Oh, yes,
Lord.
And we
thank you.
We love you, God.
Yes, God.
Oh, God, Lord. Oh, God, I love you, Lord.
Thank you,
God. Oh, God, I love you.
Thank you.
I'm just honest. Sometimes when his spirit sits like this, I don't know what to do. I do not know what to do. My
oh,
Lord.
God.
Jesus.
Oh,
and he just sits. I don't know what he wants to do. I don't know. My Lord.
Have your way, God.
Jesus.
Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Have your way.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Have your way.
But God, what I can say to you, Lord, is we just simply want to please you.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes,
our heart's desire is to please you.
Yes. To please you, God.
God, give us
yes.
what we need to be pleasing.
Mm.
My God.
Yes, God.
And
yes,
give us
yes.
the strength and the courage, my God,
yes,
to obey you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
Regardless of what that
yes.
looks like.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Help our minds to understand what that looks like.
Oh, God. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
what does obeying you for our individual walk, God, what does that look like?
Yes,
what does
Lord.
Our personal obedience look like to you?
Yes, God.
God, I know each and every one of us, Lord, has a different purpose. We have a different calling. You call each of us to something different. God, what does our personal obedience look like to you? Father, give us a picture. Show us. Show us. Hallelujah. So that
yes,
we can
Lord.
Fulfill, God, what it is
yes,
that
Lord.
You desire. So that we can be what it is that you desire us to be. Not in comparison
yes,
to anyone else. We know that it does not look like anybody else. Jesus. But there is a walk that you have for us individually. There is something that you want from us. There is something you put in us from the foundation of the world that we should be doing, God, that when you look on us, God, it makes you smile. God, I pray for the revelation of that purpose, of that thing. Lord God, let it be revealed in our mind. Let it be revealed in our heart. Let it be revealed in our spirit. Let it be revealed in our emotions. Every part of us, God, come into agreement and alignment with you.
Yes, Lord.
So that we do not abort this. We open up our mouths and we say we don't want to abort our purpose. We want to be who you want us to be. We want to be that person. We want to do that thing. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We want to stand before you and hear you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Yes. He said we are joint heirs with Christ.
Yes,
hallelujah. And he was able to say, all that you've given me to do, I've done. Hallelujah. And all the things that you've given to me, I have kept. God, Jesus.
Mm.
He had a revelation of what it was. Jesus.
Mm.
He knew that he had done it.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Paul was able to say, I have finished my course, and there now lays up for me. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh,
you, Lord.
God, Jesus, have mercy. Daily show us. Who we are.
Thank you, Lord.
And God, the enemy that desires our demise, my God. God, don't let it be so. Don't let it be so. The enemy that hates us. Hallelujah. That wants us not to do the thing that you desire us to do. God, don't let it be so. Don't let him be satisfied with his desire. But, Father, you be satisfied with your desire for us.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. That was the prayer, the last prayer we needed to pray. Amen. I feel the lift. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Amen. I feel the lift. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
We can expect him to speak to us about our purpose, about that thing. We can expect that. Amen. 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 He's going to speak to us. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I thank you all for joining us tonight. This concludes our call for tonight. Thank you so much. And for those of you that are still in the 30 days of prayer, we will be back on the line tomorrow night at 8:30 by the grace of God.
Amen.
Amen. So, amen. Go in his peace. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Love you.
Amen. Good night.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.